First Chronicles, chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Yehuda, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinims. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Yehuda, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh, Uthai, the sons of Ammihud, and the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Perez, the son of Yehuda. And of the Shilonites, Azariah, the firstborn, and his sons. And of the sons of Zerah, Yeuel, and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hudaviah, the son of Hasenua, and Ibneah, the son of Yeroham, and Elah, the son of Uzi, the son of Michri, and Meshulam, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibneah, and their brethren according to their generations, 956. All these men, chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers, and of the priests, Yediah, and Jehoiarib, and Yachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of Yahweh. And Adiah, the son of Yeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkiah, and Maasiah, the son of Adiel, the son of Yazira, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshilemeth, the son of Emer, and their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,703, very able men for the work of the service of the house of Yahweh. And of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari. And Bakbakar, Heresh, and Galel, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, and Obaniah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Yeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the porters, Shalom, and Akhub, and Talmon, and Ahiman, and their brethren, Shalom, the chief of them, who at this time waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi. And Shalom, the son of Kor, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren, of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle. And their fathers, being over the host of Yahweh, were keepers of the entry. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was the ruler over them in time past. Yahweh was with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these were chosen to be porters in the gates, 212 of them. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of Yahweh, the house of the tabernacle, by wards. In four quarters were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south, and their brethren, in their villages, were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of Yahweh. And they lodged around about the house of Yahweh, because the charge was upon them, and the opening of it every morning pertained to them. And certain of them had the charge of the ministering vessels, that they should bring them in and out by count. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the vessels, and all the instruments of the sanctuary, and the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made ointment of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the set office over the things that were made in the pans. And other of their brethren, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remaining in the chambers were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Yehiel, whose wife's name was Maacha. And his firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gidor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begat Shemiam. And they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem over against their brethren. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Shaul, and Shaul begat Jonathan, and Malkishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Tahriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Yera, and Yera begat Elimeth, and Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begat Moza. And Moza begat Beniah, and Rephaiah his son, Eliezer his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these: Azricam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Sheariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. End of chapter 1.